This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's going to be a couple of months until Congress takes up the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the big trade deal the White House has been pushing, and negotiations over which finished up on Monday. President Obama, when we talked to him on Tuesday, acknowledged that the TPP puts him at odds with many members of his own party, one of whom is Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro. Congresswoman, welcome to the program.
It's a delight to be with you. Thank you so much.
The president told me the other day, and he has said in times past, that his view of trade and free trade in this economy, in this global economy, is that you can't build a moat around the United States if we want to succeed. Do you think he's talking about you when he says that?
I hope not, no, because no one is talking about building a moat around the United States. What we are talking about, and we have been almost for the last 2 years, is to review our trade agreements in light of the economic challenges that we face. And this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement really undermines wage growth. That's what we have to be mindful of the result of the trade agreement and loss of jobs and depression of wages.
How specifically does it do that, ma'am? What is your main concern with this agreement, specifically now?
First of all, this trade agreement is modeled on the Korea Free Trade Agreement, which we did just 3 years ago. Economic Policy Institute has calculated that has already cost the United States about 75,000 jobs in just these last 3 years. Our trade deficit has doubled with Korea. Trade deficit leads to job loss. Added to that is the issue of currency manipulation.
Well, let's talk about currency manipulation.
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, all right. Well, maybe not love, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
Okay.
There is, as you know, a side agreement in this deal to handle the issue of currency manipulation. Congress and the president went back and forth during early stage negotiations. What exactly are you not satisfied with that stands in the agreement right now?
Anyone will tell you, and I can quote economists all over the place here, when a country devalues their currency, that means their goods are cheaper here. We lose jobs. Our products are more expensive and their products less, and that is that is directly related to a loss of jobs. And again, with this agreement, with the 30 chapters involved, by the way, which we have not really, we've not been able to see the text of this.
Although you have seen them in the negotiating stage.
There were pieces of it that have been updated where we saw they were classified. So we saw them in a classified a setting. And quite frankly, I suspect if you talk to many, many members, most of them feel that their questions were not answered.
This agreement will come to Congress in the next several months, ma'am. I'm going to assume you're a no vote. What do you give the odds of this thing passing?
I believe that this, I think it will, when it is a public document and everyone sees it, including members of Congress, which we have not seen it in its entirety, I believe that on a bipartisan basis, both Democrats and Republicans are going to vote against the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, Democrat of Connecticut. Ma'am, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.